Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand together, if you would. Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful. Lord, your grace in our lives. And Father, as your word came forth this morning, Lord, just kind of going back over the precious gift that you sent to us in this late hour, Father, to break your word down and open it to us, and preparing your bride for you to come home and take us with you. Lord, we're so appreciative. And Lord, we pray that we'd never miss a single word, Lord, that he brought. Lord, he'd lay on our, Lord, gifts that you give us to bring things back to us and to go over stuff, Father, that maybe we're lacking or short in. And Lord, that's what we're here for tonight again. Lord, is there somewhere else, a stone that we've left unturned, Lord? And Father, we want to be right. We want to be ready. And Lord, your hour is so close. Have your way now, Lord, in every heart, and every phase of the service. May you just get the glory and honor and praise. Father, we just commit everything to you. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, he's wonderful. You know, it's such a privilege to know what he's done in this hour, what he's doing. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, our big books, like page 17. I'd like to try to sing a song here. My sheep know my voice. Amen. My sheep know my voice and the path that I take. They follow wherever I go. My sheep know my voice and come at my call, but a stranger's voice they not know. My sheep know my voice, and day by day they abide in the fold and go astray. They love me because I have made them my choice, and they follow my call. For my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice and the pasture of green, where I lead them so often to feed. My sheep know my voice and the cool sparkling stream, where beside its still waters I lead. My sheep know my voice, and day by day,
amen,
they abide in the fold and go not astray. They love me because I have made them my choice, and they follow my call. For my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice and the valley of death through which I shall lead them someday. But no danger nor harm can touch one of them, for I will be with them always. My sheep know my voice and day. They abide in the fold and go not astray. They love me because I have made them my choice, and they follow my call. My sheep know my voice. Amen. That's a hard one for me. Page 44. Let's sing that. Amen. I think we can do better on this one. Hallelujah. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. Amen. God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Amen. Are you thankful he's leading? He's guiding every step of the way. Amen. Page 77. I'd like to try to sing this one. Seemed like I picked all hard songs for me tonight. Amen. Start with the chorus, Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things so are you weary.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Amen. Look full in his wonderful face. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Praise his name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? That's the blessing, if you will. Let's sing a little chorus, God Still Moves. still moves. Amen. God still moves. God still moves. In the hearts of his children, he still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves in the heart of his children. He still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. Amen. Oh, God still moves. God still moves in the heart of his children. He still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So thankful that he still moves in every heart and every life. Oh, God. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. No matter what hour of the day or night. Oh, he's just a whisper away. I love him. Oh, praise his holy name. Lord Jesus, I just worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how he's given us his word. And Lord Jesus, everything we need. Oh, hallelujah. Precious Jesus. Oh, it's such a privilege to live in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, are you thankful? Oh, he's so close, ever listening for your little whisper. Hallelujah. Oh, God still moves. God still moves in the heart of his children. He still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. Amen. It's a sweet, sweet chorus. So thankful he still moves and he don't sleep and slumber. When I've called on him in the weirdest times, he's always there. Love him. Amen. How many have something on your heart for him? Need, request? Just hold it on your heart. Amen. Brother Leffer, would you take the request this evening?
Whatever they do, Lord. Where they walk in life, whatever they do. Come about and be doing.
way the word's been coming. It's what you, Lord, put it, give us. It's what you have for us, Father, now. And Lord, we thank you for that, Father. We ask, Lord, again, Lord, bless each one. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Sing out chorus one more time. Oh, God still moves. God still moves in the hearts of His children. He still moves. He does not sleep, nor does He slumber. God still moves. God still moves. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise His name. Would you have a song? All right. Does anyone else have a song? Maybe a chorus, something burning in your heart. Amen. Oh, He's wonderful. Amen. All right. Well, let's all stand then. Praise His name. Amen. Let's just sing it one more time as He comes. Such a fitting song, saints. He still moves. Amen. He moves as much as you believe Him. Amen. God still moves. God still moves. In the hearts of His children, He still moves. He does not sleep, nor does He slumber. Still move, amen. Oh, God still moves. God still moves in the heart of His children. God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does He slumber. God still moves. God still moves. God still moves in the heart of His children. God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does He slumber. God still moves. God still moves.
Don't you love Him? Glory to His name. He still moves. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are truly thankful to know that You're a God that's alive and living today. Lord, You're here to fulfill and to manifest every promise of this precious word that You've left us. And Lord, You're just looking for a people that will get into a condition, Lord, to where they know that they've been sent for this purpose, Lord. And that, Lord, they can walk through this life with a testimony, Lord, that they know that this word is lining up 100% in their lives. Lord, with an assurance, not because of what we have done, but, Lord, of what You're doing for us and through us. And, Lord, we thank You for being ever mindful of us, Lord, and to make sure that the word comes at the right time, the rain falls at just the right time, the sun shines hot, just the right time, Lord, to bring about the things that You want changed and done in our lives. And Lord, we just pray that we'd be humble and come in humility, Lord, to You, that You could just take us in Your hands, Lord, and mold us into the shape that You would have us be. And Lord, tonight as we've gathered, we ask that You would take these few words You've laid up on my heart, Lord, and bless it, Lord, it's Your words, Lord, and just let us keep it in its context, and Lord, bring it in a way that it would be helpful to us, in a way, Lord, to continue to maybe help us to press a little harder, to climb a little faster, Lord, to be what You would have us be. And we'll never fail, Lord, to give You the glory and the honor for it all. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you happy to be out this evening?
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for another opportunity.
Yes.
While you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles to the book of John in the 10th chapter. Amen. Just a little something for this evening, I guess you might say, but I was thinking, you know, as the last time I'd ministered, we had talked about that quickening power in those men of old and how it done exactly what God said it would do. Amen. In those people's lives. Yes. And what an example and what a testimony that's left. Amen. And now it's our turn to stand here in this day. Yes. And I was thinking of the things of our brother as he was bringing the other night about works. And he said, you know, we're not saved by our works. But oh my, if God dwells in you, there's got to be works coming. Amen. Forth. Amen. And I just thought tonight we would read some scriptures and things and talk about that just a little bit. Amen. To go along with that. But here in the book of John, the 10th chapter, and just start there at the 24th verse. Then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered and said, I told you, and you believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. And as I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And Jesus answered them and said, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. And Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? And if you called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him who the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add the blessings to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. What a testimony that was. And oh my, to think of all that God had done, manifested here in the flesh of Jesus Christ. Yes. Oh my, and walked the streets. And yet, all the things that he done was foretold in those scriptures. And all these things, and yet they still just, but oh, to be able to stand there and say, if you can't believe me, what I say, you believe the works that I do, for they bear witness. And oh my, how that ought to ring true tonight. Oh, yeah. For each one of us, as we're coming down to the closing of time. And Brother Branham had said Jesus could do what he do because he knew who he was. Amen. He had a revelation, a burning down on the inside. He knew his purpose and what he was sent for. Yeah. And you can look down through the scriptures and see that same revelation when it came into Paul. And all those great men of old, that same realization of who they were and why they were on the earth. And how tonight here we stand, and we can just be here as normal human beings, churchgoers, we could just gather in. But God chose a people to be here, and a people that he was going to manifest through in such a way that he would declare to this nation and this people that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And that he would have a little bride that would be without spot and wrinkle. She'd be so odd and peculiar, but oh my, a people called out unto good works. And oh my, that her life would bear witness that he was in there. Amen. Amen. And here in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Something Brother Branham said, we read this often, and I read it not long ago. But on page 61, he says, I don't want you to miss this. And everybody, you people on tape, out in the jungles, wherever you are, hear it and listen now. As the Father had sent me, so send I you, Jesus said. Now watch. The Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right, for he was the Word. Amen. Just think about it. All the beautiful. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And oh my, and on the day of Pentecost, he separated himself and came back in the form of the Holy Ghost and housed in you and I. Oh my. Put a portion of the very self, your eternal, think of the things that the word that prophet brought in this day and opened, as our brother was speaking this morning, those mysteries have been finished. Amen. And if God truly placed himself inside of someone, don't you think, as we read the little quote there the last time, if the life of Shakespeare was placed in me, Amen. The life of Shakespeare I would live. Amen. And let these things begin to multiply in our hearts and in our minds. We're not here just to be human people. We are human. But God placed a portion of Himself in you that would be the control tower in our lives. It would take our thoughts, everything about us, into His power and His control. And this body would come subject to His word. And every word that's spoken, our bodies would quickly come subject to it.
Amen.
If He's truly living in there.
Yes, that's it.
And we've got to make sure this is the day. These men were still in doubt about Jesus. Tell us plainly if you be the Christ.
Amen.
And I wonder if we sat here tonight, I just don't know, as our brothers mentioned many times, I just don't know if He's in me. When this word is cut and dried, it's here. If He's in there, His life will manifest out. His works will be done through us. And His works isn't just coming to church. It isn't just paying tithes. It isn't just paying offering and showing up every time the door is open. Not about just wearing a dress or cutting my hair just right or being good at the church and helping out, but it's every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God in this day. And it's got to come down to, we must be a people that have that assurance. We can see this living out through us. As He goes on to say here, He says, as the Father sent me, so send I you. See, now watch. The Father that sent Him went in Him to vindicate Himself right, for He was the Word. And the same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father sent me and I live by the Father, so I'll send you and you'll live by me. Amen.
Amen.
Every word. This right here, this printed on these pages. And what is He? He is the Word, and you'll live by that Word.
Yes.
But oh my, here we are. Looking for this life. We're wanting this. And as we look out through the land today, we see many people. We see many expressions of people that say He's in them. We can come here and say He's in me. But oh my, our works have to be bearing out. There's fruit that's going to be born. And it's truly going to be there. It's not, well, I'm saved by grace. Yes, we absolutely are. But if Jesus Christ houses Himself within you, the life of Jesus Christ, you're going to live.
Amen.
And oh my, that's this word in every aspect of our lives. The way I deal with people, the way I talk to someone, as I walk down the street, the things I'll look at, the things I'm going to listen to, the things I'm going to partake of, everywhere, anything I'm going to do, you're going to be able to see that this word is controlling my life.
Amen.
Amen. It'll be shining forth. Amen. Here, let's go to Ephesians, if you would. And read this very familiar scripture in the second chapter. Amen. Amen. And we'll just start there at the second chapter. And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. And just remember the things our brother was bringing, I believe it was Thursday night, when he said, look at what you were, and now what are you? It's a true measuring stick.
Yes.
Take the word and look at my life, what I used to do and what I used to think.
Amen.
And now I can begin to look at this word and to see if I start to see that, oh my, I see I have lined up on the other side of this. And he says, and you had the quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world and according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He hath loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And oh my, just think of how Brother Branham talked about that when they were quickened in that upper room. The expressions that came forth, it changed. It was evident that they had been quickened. And they had been raised up into heavenly places. Their thoughts were different. Their thinking was different. Their language was different. Everything about them was changed. Oh my, to a new life. Even when we were dead, hath quickened us together. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves.
Amen.
It is a gift of God.
Yes.
And not of works, lest any man should boast.
Yes.
For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Amen. I want you to think about that. God saw us in his mind before we ever got here. Yes. He knew who was going to walk, who he was going to quicken, who he was going to do this through. Yes. And he also knew that their lives would shine forth to his glory and his honor. And oh my, when you stop to think about it, even as our brother was speaking this morning of those prophets of old, it was evident God was speaking to them. Amen. And it was evident when they come down and spoke to the people knew God had spoken. Amen. And at that time, it was so real to them. They knew. And as time went on, they lost that. And oh my, how when Jesus come on the scene, how many missed him because their minds weren't in tune with what God was doing. And oh my, when you can see in this age, as our brother just started this morning, and see that that prophet came in an age when nobody thinks, oh, they look around and they know the world's coming to an end. You can ask many people that just go to church here, or go to church there, maybe don't even go to church, but they can truly tell you, they can see signs of the time. This old world can't last much longer. But oh my, there's a people that's had a revelation come to them that there is going to be a little bride raptured and caught off of this earth. And that message was delivered from God. He sent a prophet in this age to bring that message to a people that would prepare them to be in that number, that would be caught up in a twinkling of an eye. And that people is going to be ready. There's going to be a people so ready for that. But their bodies are going to be bearing record of that now. The life they're living now, their testimony is going to prove out to people. It's going to be expressed, not them just going around saying, I'm going to be in a rapture, I'm going in a rapture. Everybody thinks they're going in a rapture. But oh my, God's word was cut and dried when it came. And he said, this is what I'm coming back for. And oh, it's by grace that we've been predestinated to see in this age, that we can see and our eyes have been opened of what God's true requirement is in this age. Hallelujah. Everyone goes to church. And everyone that goes to their church and is truly faithful in their religion, they really think that what they're doing is all they've got to do. Their eyes are sealed. They're blind to the fact of what God's truly trying to do in this age. But God's taught us, you from wherever you was, and bring us and give you an opportunity and open our eyes that we can sit here. And then have God bring this word to us. And as it comes, measure up our lives and weigh in. Lord, I see I'm short. And I need to climb. And oh my, to see that overcoming in our life. But to sit here and have God come down and take the time to bring something that would cut something out of my life and make me more like him. And me stub my nose at him or say, I don't feel I've got to do that. That's not part of that. That ain't Jesus Christ. He can't be housed in there. Because he can't deny his own word. And if God's in there and his word speaks, his word will come subject to it. And it's all a part of him. Amen. Right down the line. Oh my, and if our lives aren't coming subject, or this word comes and I still cringe, I don't think I got to do it that way. I don't think I got to come that subject. But oh, our life's going to bear out. Amen. But oh, if he's in there, it'll be, amen, Lord, I've been wrong. I see where I fell, but by God's grace, I'm going to reach that higher height. It don't matter how far down in the mud I've got to get back out of there. Lord, I'm going to do what it takes to get to where you want me to be. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it takes a lot to break our stubborn will, this human flesh that we are in, the senses that are bound with this body. But let Jesus Christ come in there. He can turn every one of them around to his glory. Amen. Our way of thinking, the way we look at life in general, it all changes. It'll be to his glory and his honor. Yes. Amen. Let me see here real quick. Amen. I want to put this in there before we... Let's see. Let's go ahead and go over to 2 Timothy. Amen. This may seem like a little bit of a difference, but just bear with me as we read this. I think you'll see. Amen. 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter. Amen. We're talking about this, him being vindicated through us. And I just listen as Paul begins to speak here. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. And you can just take that one scripture, and it's made manifest throughout this whole world. You can see that. Amen. Amen. It's evident that those last days are here, and those people are being vindicated. The works that they're having in their life is showing out. They don't have to tell you if you can see it, plain as day. And he says, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds and reprobate concerning the faith. And how we can see that? The faith that was delivered. Oh my, we can see the revelation that come and how men are against it and trying to withstand it and do all manner. Amen. But Paul says, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be made manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Amen. So their works was made known. And by God's grace, we sit here in an age, you don't have to sit and wonder who's right and who's wrong. God's word come. That was the purpose of a prophet coming. Amen. It wasn't, oh, brother so-and-so says, and brother so-and-so says, but oh my, God sent down his own voice. Amen. And he said, this is the way. Amen. Right here. So we sang that little song this morning, it shall be light in the evening time. Amen. Oh, the way was set. God spoke and said, this is the way it's going to be. Now, it's been however many years since the prophets left the scene, but God's word holds true. And oh my, how there's a people that's set in their ways. They're looking for. They're holding to. And as Paul goes on here, as he says, their folly is going to be made manifest. But Paul says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine and manner of life and purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, and persecutions and affliction which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, and the persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. And I want you to look at all the persecutions that came on all the men of old as they tried, as our brother even mentioned, John the Revelator and them this morning. And you can see even the prophet, the things he had to endure and go through. But always Paul says, but yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, and knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And oh my, as our brother began to speak this morning, and some of you younger ones, oh my, you must know in whom you've believed. It's not, oh, my church says I've got to do it this way. My pastor's a good man. I believe he's got the words of life. And we got to do it the way he says to it. Absolutely not. God said this is the way it's got to be. And God sent a prophet in this day. That, oh my, you must know. It's not the reflection of some church that we're to represent. But the reflection of Jesus Christ. And he is the word. Every the same yesterday, today, and forever. And how that ought to be reflecting out through us. Oh my. You can see it throughout the land. And I think often, as they use the term, he mentioned it the other night, when Brother Branham, they asked Brother Branham about the length of your sleeve. And he said, I believe the Holy Ghost will tell you that. And I believe it does. You look back through and you look at the sisters that was truly filled with the Holy Ghost, it's been had that's maybe done and passed on, those that are still here filled with the Holy Ghost, and you look how modest they are. But you look at this new generation. Their life's bearing out. They don't have it. Where's that sleeve going? It just keeps climbing higher and higher and higher. Yes, amen. And they're getting it way up high, and pretty soon it's all going to be sleeveless. Even unto the older ones. Because they didn't know who they learned it from. Some church, some man said it's okay for that sleeve to be up there. Some man said it was okay for it to be way down here. But God said he didn't have a scripture for it. That's what God said. Amen. Amen. That was God speaking through Brother Branham that led us. The Holy Ghost will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Oh my, we don't have to be a people that I got to go ask the pastor if it's okay if I go here. It's okay. Is it okay if I go do this? Is it okay if I have this? Listen to that or watch this. Jesus Christ should be inside of us, govern our lives. Everything we do should be able to go right back into this word and say, oh, there it is. Amen. But we've got to be willing to search and to study. As he mentioned Thursday night, search out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Yes. Diligently. Amen. Yes. Going on here, Paul says, But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. God made sure that every representative he had here, the works that was produced out of this old flesh body, would represent him and be a manifestation of his precious word. Amen. He didn't take a chance on us, maybe being able to do it. Today we can, tomorrow we can't. But he made a way and made sure that if he was in there, his life would shine forth. Amen. Even as our brother mentioned about the sacrifice the other night, that lamb's blood was spilt, the life could come back upon the worshiper. And oh, it did. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Amen. But you know, we were speaking of those. I just wanted to read this out of Works as Faith Expressed. And Brother Branham then was talking about justification, how Abraham was justified. But I just want you to catch what he said here just after he started on page 12, Works as Faith Expressed. And this was preached November 26, 65. He said, but see, Abraham believed God, and that's what God saw in him. He believed it. But he went to acting on it as though it was already done. That's what man saw in him. And God, we sit here, and God looks down our heart as the word comes forth. And he knows exactly the thoughts that crossed our mind. He knows exactly the way we felt about it. Amen. We may not say nothing to nobody else, but he knows exactly what we felt, whether we believed it or whether we turned him down. But give it a day outside these doors, and man will know whether you accepted it or turned it down. Those that are filled with the Holy Ghost and know and born again, the works that you bear forth shows whether you accepted the word or whether you just turned your back on it and didn't want nothing to do with it. Amen. And he says it's the same with us, because our works express what faith we have. But if we're afraid to act on what we believe, then we do not believe it. See, you've got to believe it. Amen. And Abraham's works was expressing his faith he had in God's promise. And Abraham, remember, he was 90 years old, and Sarah was 90 years old, and now they were well stricken in age, past childbearing, and had been for many years. And they had lived together as husband and wife since they were young and no children. But yet God told him when he was 75 years old and Sarah 65, you're going to have a baby. And he believed God's promise. He believed it. And now see, he made ready for everything for this baby. See, that's what God saw when he believed it. And man saw what he did to express. The same way it is with us. It had been revealed to him, see? And it had been revealed to him, so he believed it and was acting as though it had already took place. And oh my, you believe God, you watch the results. Watch the word come forth that says, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You watch that word strike somebody, and they truly believe it. You watch them run to the water and get baptized. Amen. Watch that word come, and same people heard it, but they didn't really believe it. You ain't going to see them run to no water and get baptized. It didn't mean nothing to him. But Abraham believed God. When God spoke, he knew. And oh, may that be the result people see in our life. God has spoken in this day. This word has come. Amen. And our actions should be bearing out that we believe it. Amen. Amen. It should be bearing results how they believe what God told them. Amen. Oh my. That it was expressed to all, Abraham believed what God had told him. Amen. And oh, how that ought to be ringing forth out through us. Amen. Let's see here. I'm gonna go here to Titus, Amen. Don't want to take up too much time here, but let's just start the first chapter of Titus here. We're going to read a little bit out of Titus. Amen. I think we just catch this, and he starts to talk here about the qualification of an elder. But just listen as our brother mentioned this the other night. For this cause I left thee, the fifth verse of the first chapter of Titus. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless and the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, not striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, and temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. And oh my, how true the scripture still holds today. And one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said that Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that may be sound in the faith. Oh my, somebody had a false creed, a false idea. Rebuke it sharply, he said, that we may be sound. Can't you see how God has held true through every age? Look at the prophet as he come on the scene, and he began to tie up all those loose ends, and he would flat say, I disagree with him, but this is the way it is. Amen. God said this is the way it is. That's the way it's got to be. Amen. Oh my, it's not our idea or our pastor's idea. It's what God said, and it's right here in these books, and God said what he meant. He don't need no private interpreter Amen. To come up here and try to explain away what he said. He said it just the way he wanted it said. Amen. Oh my, that's the revelation that you've got to have. Oh my, many people say, well, you don't know when that Bible was written. It could not be in the right context. God's watches over his word. Amen. 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 He says, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men, that they turn from the truth unto all pure things. And unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. But speak thou things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, and in love, and in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior, that as becometh holiness, not false accusers, given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, and to love their husbands, and to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise to exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself self a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness and gravity and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, I pray each one of us each day is looking more for that. The coming of the Lord, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Oh my, that people that he predestinated are zealous. They want everything right. They want it right the way God wanted it to be. There's nothing out of cater with them. Who gave these things, speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no man despise thee. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, and to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish and disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, and by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, and that they which believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. And these things are good and profitable unto men. And oh my, that's just two little chapters, but a lot of little things in there that we can measure up by. And I wonder if we do that, can we see that assurance coming in our life that I'm matching the word? And that's just, as I said, two little chapters. And as our brother mentioned, how much lies in here that we've missed, we haven't read, that maybe we wasn't around when the message was brought. We forgot to get the recording. We forgot to do this or that God may have prepared for us. Oh my. You know, sometimes people think you make a recording so you can be heard, so you can be put out there. That's not the purpose of a recording. God made a way that wherever your food is, you know, how would you like it if you, in the natural, if you missed a meal and had no way of getting it back? Oh, it's very important. And what if you had to do without and you missed and then you begin to starve to death? But that's the way it is spiritually. God made a way that you don't have to miss out on your meal. He's prepared it and He made a way for us to be able to have it and get it. Amen. And how we ought to be thankful that God made a way. And you can just look at the time when a prophet came on the scene. Look at how the recorder started. Look at how things began to be made. And Satan thought he was doing it. And yes, Satan's used it many ways. But God let certain things happen to make sure that that word would still be going around and around and around. Oh my, thank God for His mercy and His grace to us that has given us that opportunity. And may we take and make use of that. Not just be I got a message plan, I hear the voice. No. But listen to God speak. Lord, what is it that I need to change? Where do I need to overcome? Lord, what needs shaved off to make me more like You? God's going to have a people. They're going to match every word. And their works and their life's going to bear it out. And right now, tonight, and all this week, we've all have works that are expressed out of our life. Works when people are around us, works when I'm alone. And I myself, with this word, know where I stand with the Lord. And each one of us knows if we got ground to climb. And the Lord knows how serious we are about climbing those spots we see that we're low in. But oh my, it's got to be. Because your life's going to bear out just like it did in that early church. They couldn't help themselves. When God in-housed Himself and those came back, filled them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh my, that soul was changed and on the inside their lives changed. And it was that they couldn't hide it if they don't wanted to. It was expressed out. And if the day is the same, you can't hide what's on the inside. Your fruit will bear out. It's bearing out of me. It's bearing out of you. People are seeing it. They see every action that we have. And oh my, God's made sure that there's a people that truly knows what's right and what's wrong. And oh my, may we truly be a people that can see and line up and measure up with this precious word. This is in the message, Works as Faith Expressed. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Page 28. Notice, Jesus said, "Only believe, for all things are possible to them that believe. Faith and works are husband and wife, and they work together. The husband works with the wife, and the wife's with the husband. They identify one another. Like a man say he's married, yet he can't produce and show that he has a wife, you doubt his claim, see? A man said, 'I'm married, where's your wife?' 'Oh, I don't know about that, see? Be kind of hard a thing for me to believe him.' And I say, 'Well, where's your wife?' 'Well, I don't know, I ain't going to believe it.' So you see, if you have what you say you have, I have faith. How are you going to show me you've got faith? By your work, see? I'm married. How do I know you're married? This is my wife. See, there you are. I'm married. This is my husband. I'm healed. How do you know? My work shows my faith, see? And what you're speaking of, your faith is what God sees in you. And your works is what other people see in you. And that's the difference. Let's see, he says, so faith doesn't produce works anymore. Anyone has a right to doubt your testimony. Now, do you hear it before we start the prayer line? If your faith doesn't produce works with it, you can't make anyone believe that you're healed, see? Well, I don't know. Why, yes, sure. I got all the faith in the world, and you don't, because got faith, then works is married to faith. They're husband and wife. And one identifies the other. And oh my, how in years past we've saw it. I got faith, I'm healed. And God never vindicated it. Years and years, people made claims. And then they never got healed and they died and passed off the scene. Oh, they're healed now. No, that's not what God said. But oh my, He's got a people that's been predestinated. That this word's going to be made alive. From the A's to the Z. Every piece of it. From healing, if that be it, that's fine. That's the peace that God's going to vindicate. There's going to be someone that can say, stand up on that word, they'll say, I'm healed. Amen. And God's going to do it and vindicate it so. And prove it. And that someone could be you. Could be me. But someone else is going to vindicate that they're a wife and they love their husband and respect him and they're living every word. There's going to be a wife do that. There's going to be a husband that loves his wife as Christ loved the church and do every word. There's going to be a father that raises his children correctly on the word. There's going to be someone that's going to fulfill every word of this. And oh, may it be us. May we truly see the importance that we're not a people that's just got a claim and my life's such a shambles that all my report's no good. We see that all over the place. But God said he'd have a peculiar people. Oh my, may we cry out, Lord, keep chipping on me. Keep placing into my heart, Lord. Let me be humble. When the word comes and I truly see I failed, don't let me be proud and, oh, it's not for me. I don't need that. He don't know what he's taught. But let me humble myself and say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Give me the revelation that'll make it live automatically through my life. Because that's what it takes. Him on the inside. And as the word comes, we become the word. But he's got the receiver. Has to be on the inside to receive it. Oh, my. I pray that it'll stir our hearts a little bit. You know, it's God's word and it's inspired. It's never to get stale. But each one of us, we've all been around this message. And we've all been living around it for a long time. But God's word is going to be fulfilled just like it always has in every other aspect. He said he would send Elijah the prophet, and he did. He said California is going to go in. It's going to go in. This world's going to burn and be annihilated. It's going to happen. Cleaned off.
Amen.
Totally new.
Amen.
Oh my, it's going to happen.
Amen.
And by God's grace, there's going to be a people inherit a city.
Amen.
And by God's grace, may we be as zealous to be one of them that's there. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. God is so good. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone got a chorus on your heart? Something you'd like to sing? Amen. Thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. We ain't sang it in a long time. It's a little bit of a faster song, but God's not dead. He's still alive.
Amen.
And oh my, you know, it's not about jumping all over the place. It's not about screaming and shouting, but to know
Amen.
That down inside of you, there's something burning.
Yes.
There's a peace and a something that's holding you. Is this world's crumbling and it just everything's happening around us. But you know what? I never won't worry about it. I don't listen to the news every day to try to find out what's happening next. I want to look into this news and make sure I know where I stand.
Amen.
And as long as I know where I stand, I don't really care what happens
yes.
around me.
Lord.
But Lord, let me be ready. That Lord, whatever you do, I'm ready and waiting.
Yes.
And if it be in the middle of the night and the house falls down around me, then Lord, I'll stand up and go with you. If I be somewhere and a hurricane tries to sweep me off of this country, the Lord will pick me up and carry me away. I ain't worried about what man can do to me. But oh my, let me be right with you, Lord, and be right in tune. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus as our brother comes. Oh, God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead.
Oftentimes, just ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Hallelujah. And it's so good when the Holy Ghost is there to back it up. Amen. And to back up, the life is there. And that's what it's all about now. All that precious token on display. The literal life of Jesus Christ. To live and have his way in our lives. Amen. But God is still alive. He's alive to provide our needs. He's alive to heal our bodies. He's alive to heal the broken heart.
Yes.
He's alive to heal the wounded mind.
Amen.
He's still alive. Amen. I know he is.
Yes.
No, he's not just God part-time. He's God all the time.
Amen.
And as we sang the song earlier, you know, He doesn't slumber. No. He doesn't go off somewhere where you can't find him. He's always there.
Amen.
I'm so glad he is.
Amen.
Because oftentimes I've needed him, I didn't realize I did. And there he is in your heart,
Amen.
Pecking in your heart.
Amen.
Look so thankful for that sweet, sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. It's so good. Let's sing that little chorus before we leave tonight. He's God on the Mountain, page 698. Amen. Now, you may have some times in your life that don't seem to be just what it should be. You know, and there'll be trials and tests. And, you know, there's many things that can change in the moments of time. Even our bodies can change in the moments of time. Needs can arise. But you know, life is easy when you're on the mountain. But it's what it is when the valley hits you. Amen. But thank God he's still there.
Amen.
Even in the valley. Amen. Let's sing that together.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley.
Listen,
don't lose faith, child. You are never
every one of you, you're never alone.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise his name.
When things go wrong, he'll make them right.
Regardless what it is.
And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God of the night. We talk of faith. We're up on the mountain, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. It's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when faith is really put to the test.
Oh, each one of us now.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley.
Yes.
When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God of
when the body is in good shape, the flesh is not hurting, and there's no problems, he's still God. But when the flesh begins to hurt, the flesh begins to fall and fail, he's still God. You know, when a man and woman first gets married, it all seems to be the good times. Maybe after marriage is gone for a long time,
amen,
and bodies begin to change, then maybe things get a little rough sometime, but he's still God.
Amen.
That's the way it is with everything in life.
Amen.
Even though it's good, he's God.
Amen.
But when it gets bad, terrible, he's still God.
Amen.
Mm. Sing it again. Hallelujah. For the God on the mountain. Just get a hold of it for yourself. When things go wrong, have you got it? Hold on to it for yourself. Them right. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Yes. It's for you. When he's God on the mountain, he is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. He promised he would. Hallelujah. Name. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful. That you're God all the time. Lord, there's some here that need you. But Lord, may they by faith reach out, Lord, and know that you're still God in the bad times. Times when things ain't good. That's when you want to express yourself. That's when, Lord, you want to show that you're Jehovah Jireh. You're the great physician. The great I am. Oh, Lord, the King of Kings. Is when we're in the bad times. Thank you, Lord, for the bad times. Lord, we want to see you now take over and turn the bad times back into good times. Oh, we appreciate it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Sometimes, Lord, I mean, what's wrong with me? I just feel so close to you. But Lord, I want to be closer to you yet. Seems like whatever I say, Lord, you're right there to listen. Oh God, I want such a sweet communion between you and me. May you give that to each and every heart here today, Lord. And Father, we appreciate now your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the good times, and thank you for the bad times. But Lord Jesus, again, we want to see you glorified now. Each individual now have taken a hold of a little special faith, a seed of faith in their heart. But Lord, it's for them. It's for them. To get a hold of it. And all things are possible to them that believes. Oh God, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea, and doubt it not. It shall be done. Oh God, thank you for the light in the evening time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you now, Lord. Bring us back the next appointed time if we should tarry. May we give you the glory and honor and praise you're so worthy of. In Jesus' name, our Lord, we ask. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sing it one more time. For he's gone on the mountain, and still gone in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. God of bless you.